It's amazing when you look at what the Word of God is telling us. Both readings today are saying, obey God. Don't let the drives of your personality or your body, you know, dominate you. And don't let your emotions get the better of you. If you're walking around not liking somebody, cut it out right now. That's wrong. And so sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires, the body's desires. And do not present the parts of your body to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life. That's quite beautiful, isn't it? I was dead, and now I'm alive. And I know who did it for me. And I want to be very grateful to him. I want to serve him. And I want to tell as many people as I can about him, because he will do that for them as well. And, you know, when you walk down the street, Washington or New York, and you pass all these people, did you ever look at their faces? You see how lonely they are? You see how occupied they are with whatever they got to do? When I was a kid, I worked in a department store on Fifth Avenue and 37th Street. And I was struck by the different kinds of people. Of course, it's New York, okay? I mean, they're black and white and yellow and green. There's no green there, but you know. And they were rich and poor. They were, and some were at peace, and some were so uptight. I was 17. I did that for, you know, on school, like Christmas, Easter, maybe once even in the summer. Most of the time in the summer I worked on construction. I wanted the exercise and I wanted the money. You don't make that much working in a department store. But I was so struck by that, even though I was just about 17. I remember one guy came in, it was Christmas card season. So they had me at the Christmas card counter. And it was like six or eight deep. And this guy comes in, he picks up a card, about three or four back. How much is this, kid? I looked at the back. I said, it's 25 cents. For a dozen? No, for, well, this is New York, remember? No, for one. He turns around with that card. He says, this kid is trying to sell me this card for 25 cents. So I reached over, pulled it out of his hand, and put it back in the thing. You see, you got to be ready for that kind of stuff. I don't think I spent a lot of time worrying whether I loved him. I just was wanting to get that card and get him out of there. But we have to be ready to love everybody. That's, I don't know why that came back to me right now, but for sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. Under grace means under the Father's love, his forgiving love. That's where you are. We're still in Luke 12. And again, you see, it's all about, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he wouldn't have let his house be broken into. So you too have got to be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Well, he's talking about the end of the world. But he's also talking about all those visits that the Son of Man makes to us in a day. Do we get them? You know, when I'm talking to young people, I say, you know, Jesus, you're quite young too, but I mean, Jesus is like a baseball coach. He stands there along the baseline between home and first, and he hits out all these grounders. And they're supposed to field them and get them back. Well, our Lord probably hits out 50, 60 grounders a day to us, telling us what to do, where he wants us to go. We see less than half of them because our minds are all over the place. And the ones we do see, we don't feel very well. So it's prayer, you see. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Maybe not to end your life or to end the world, but to tell you something. You see? And so then Peter, good old Peter, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And what does our Lord say? He doesn't answer. He's saying to him, by not answering, he's saying, Peter, you have to take the responsibility for deciding whether what I just said applies to you or not. You know darn well it does, but you don't want to say that to yourself. So you're hoping maybe I'll get you off the hook or I'll, you know. No, it belongs to you, you know. And then this steward, now it's addressed to leaders. What I mean, leaders are parents too. Who is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. That applies to everybody. Parents, priests, you know, teachers, anybody with responsibility. If the Lord comes, is he going to find us doing what he wanted us to do? And then, but that servant who says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk. In other words, just God's not watching, or not even think about God. The master who knew the servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations or act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. But the servant who was ignorant will act in a way deserving of a severe beating, will only get a light beating because he didn't know the dope. But you know, that's not an advantage, not to know the Lord's will. You know, if we plan on not doing it, it's better not to know it, according to what our Lord said here. But it's better to know it and to do it. That's what it means to love him, to pay attention to him. See? And so much will be required of the person entrusted with much. And still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. So take a few minutes today to just think of your life and all you've been entrusted with. I mean, gosh, just pick up the newspaper. Don't, if you don't have to. But I mean, war, hunger, fear, persecution, and here in our own country, everything upside down, people frightened, you see. But if we let the Lord teach us, then we can help a lot of people.